Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitove Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host in the Sofitove Studios in Alachua, Florida. It's April 20th, 2011. Welcome to the show. The number to call to participate in the show, 805-285-9749. If you call and you want to participate, press 1. Also, we invite you to write to us on the Blog Talk chat. You're listening to the Sofitove Radio Show. Also, we invite you to visit the Sofitove website. That's sofitove.com. I'll spell it for new listeners. Sofitove, S as in Stephen A. T. Thomas, V. Victor A. T. Thomas O. V. Victor E. This is the Sofitove Radio Show, your station for self-realization. I'm David Wolf, your host. And in a few days, we're going to be beginning a Sofitove Advanced Seminar, Sofitove Advanced Seminar Experience. And we've been conducting the Advanced Seminars for about 8.5 years. For those of you who missed last week's show, April 13th, we gave some history. We gave some history of the Sofitove Advanced Seminar. In the Sofitove programs, we endeavored to create what we call a safe space, a sacred space, through high-level communication, really through commitment to excellence in listening, create a safe space where everyone there, whether it's participant, facilitator, or staff members, everyone there gets to courageously introspect. And we create the safe space by dedicatedly avoiding roadblocks to effective communication. And if you want to know about roadblocks to communication, I invite you to read the book, Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. And that's available at sofitove.com, also amazon.com. And also come to a Sofitove workshop, come to the Sofitove Foundational Seminar, and you'll get a lot of learning in roadblocks to communication, effective communication, creating a sacred space through high-level listening and other communication strategies and principles. And I'm here in the Sofitove Studios in Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine at the controls here in Alachua, Florida. And Marie, as I know you're aware, we focus a lot on listening to create that safe space for people to explore listening as a way to hold up a mirror, to help people to see themselves, and listening that in itself leads to problem solving, and how it's a self-correcting process, transformative communication. And where I'm reflecting today is actually to deeply listen is very risky. And we're talking about not just giving the appearance of listening, but really not so much listening to what someone's saying, but listening to what I'm saying about what someone's saying, my judgments, my interpretations, my analyses, but really listening to someone. It's actually a risky proposition. Because if I'm deeply listening to you and really understanding what's going on, apart from the value that might be there from you in being understood, such a basic human need to be understood, if I'm deeply listening, then here's the things. My whole set of assumptions, my whole paradigm of life is at risk. Right? We get that? That if I'm deeply listening, And I'm really hearing your perspective and your point of view. Your perspective, your point of view. And even if it's about you and your life, your issues, your inspirations, whatever it is, but if I'm really there suspending my judgments with my full being, then I'm really vulnerably opening myself to change. I'm vulnerably opening myself in the spirit of discovery to get a new perspective and to change and to question. And so there's benefit, not just for the speaker when there's a expert listener, but there's naturally growth. There's naturally growth for the listener if we're really immersed in the process, right? And that should be scary if we're attached to keeping the status quo of our belief systems. And it can also be a sense of adventure if we really go about life embracing that spirit of discovery. So listening is not just, I'm here for you, that there's so much there for me to the extent that I can fully be there for you. I see this as such an important theme in all the Sofitode programs, and for sure the Advanced Seminar. For sure the Advanced Seminar.
So, David, this is Molly. hi, everyone. We are listening to our radio show today. So, David, when you say it's risky, so I think you're qualifying it. It's risky if I'm attached to my perspective, if I'm attached to my opinion, if I'm attached to be right. And then, yes, it's risky because if I really, truly listen to someone, then that means that I will, you know, maybe have to give up my perspective or maybe have to give up my opinions or being right. And that is the risk. That's what you're speaking about. But in reality, it doesn't seem that there is any risk.
Well, there's no risk if all I'm really interested in is growth and realization and connection and deepening understanding of truth. Yeah, sure. But what if you're someone like me who's interested in being right and proving that I'm right and keeping up facades and keeping up images? And if I really deeply listen, that's all under threat. So it's a very dangerous proposition. Yeah. Right. We're talking about listening and the power of that for transformative communication. We speak of transformative communication not just as a communication tools, a set of techniques. I mean, there's also that in the Sofitode of transformative communication. It's an approach to self-realization, and we often focus that it's an approach to self-realization, it's an approach to truth, self-awareness. And it doesn't matter who's in the role of speaker or listener, and that's what we're talking about here. It doesn't matter who's in the role of speaker or listener. Because we know, Maria, we're going to go into the Advanced Seminar. Currently, I understand there's like 15 committed, and maybe there will be more by the time we get there in 2.5 days. And we know we're not going to, like, Our thoughts, our intention, Marie, it's not that we're going to go to cure them or fix them or solve their problems. We're going to create an atmosphere, to create relationships where they get to choose personal growth. And that comes, they get to choose self-realization and personal growth. Trusting that they are the expert in their growth, in their lives. And our role is to create that atmosphere. And in that atmosphere, we get to grow so much. We get to. So whosever issues are talked about, or problems, or challenges, or successes, that when there's deep listening, it's a transformative process where everyone goes deeper into truth. There's a, I guess, a fairly common saying, what the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Now, that's fine, but here's another problem. I mean, there's the problem of listening, which is, I already explained, it's risky if you're someone like me. And then the truth will set you free, but the truth that sets us free is, generally speaking, the truth that we would prefer not to hear.
Or not to share.
Or not to share, or not to hear, to pretend we don't know. So it's not just like the truth will set us free and it's all warm and fuzzy. Because the truth, if it's truth that we're already familiar with, it's already in our comfort zone, that's not going to set us free. I mean, that's already there. But the truth that we often prefer not to hear is the truth that holds the key to really expanding out of our current boxes. So that's also part of the excitement of what we do in the Safetove environment. You're listening to the Safetove Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call, you want to be on the show, press 1. This is the Safetove Radio Show, your station for self-realization.
Yeah, I wonder what's the feel about? What's that feel about? Because what is there to fear if I'm hearing the truth or speaking the truth?
Yes, well, I'm hearing your comment, Marie. I'm remembering a book called the Srimad Bhagavatam, and right towards the beginning it describes about the highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. So for me, in response to your question and that quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, it really points that we apparently have some attachment to illusion, to self-deception and deceiving others. We must get something for that. Yes, sure, maybe we might theoretically know we're not getting the bliss and the real empowerment that we want, but we must be getting some shadow payoff from the illusion. Otherwise, the Srimad Bhagavatam wouldn't go on for 18,000 verses to distinguish reality from illusion.
Okay. Fearful that people will not like me anymore. That fearful that I will be alone. Fearful that I will not be appreciated. Fearful that whatever value I'm thinking I'm basing my life on is all going to be destroyed, and I will have no foundation anymore.
Yeah, nicely put. Yeah, when it comes living for approval or to avoid disapproval rather than living for truth, living for principles that fully align with my integrity. And we can get habituated years, generations, maybe lifetimes, living for approval, living to avoid rejection. And then and maybe we're successful. I got the approval. And people nod and people smile at me. And people say they agree with me. Am I deeply fulfilled? No. Because I'm not putting myself out there. I'm not really participating in my life. I'm playing a calculated game. Playing a calculated game here. And then the irony, of course, is even if I do lots of calculations and use my best brain to live for approval and to avoid disapproval and to get you to like me and care about me, the reality is some people will approve and like me, and some will reject and get angry and hate me anyway. So if that's going to be the result anyway, may as well live authentically. And if I live authentically, some people will appreciate and respect, and some won't. What do we have, Marie?
Well, we have a caller online. Caller, you're online now. Your number and with 5551. You can speak. You can set your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I'm calling from Alachua, Florida.
Hey, KD, welcome to the Sophie Tove Radio Show.
Thank you, David. I had a question. You were speaking about the illusion versus reality, or distinguish between reality and illusion. And I was wondering, like, what is that distinction and how do we get it?
What is the distinction between illusion and reality? The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion. Okay.
Yeah. If we're in illusion, it's like, how do I get that reality? So then I could go, like, my illusion is my reality.
Okay, right. All right, I'm hearing some feedback there. Okay, well, thank you. Feedback, yeah, there we go. So the answer, KD, to distinguish illusion from reality is to come to the Sophie Tove Advanced Seminar.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's a simple answer. I don't know if that answer will satisfy all of our listeners. But that's it. So Sophie Tove, because, yeah, basically, if I'm just, there I am, living my life, and in my illusion, by nature, I don't know that I'm an illusion, right? I don't see my blind spots. That's why they're blind spots. And so, whether it's a Sophie Tove Advanced Seminar, or we create a Sophie Tove Advanced Seminar in our own life, in our house, or our office, or where we go to pray, or where we go to play, or whatever it is. So we surround ourselves with people who care enough about us to gently and compassionately shine spotlights on our blind spots. It's like, here's where you're deceiving yourself. Here's, at least according to my perception, here's where you're playing an illusion game because you seem to lack courage to really participate in reality. And so you're just creating a problem here as a smoke screen where you're wallowing in depression here to really avoid looking at this or that. So it's an excellent comment and question, KD. Yeah, by definition, we don't see our blind spots. And so, as I know you're aware, KD, in the Sophie Tove Programs Foundational Seminar, Advanced Seminar, we're committed to courageously face truth and to do our best to vulnerably present our perspective and to share our perspective with others, and that honest feedback is a great way to help us differentiate between what's authentic and what's a mask I'm wearing, what's a facade I'm wearing, where is this reflecting onto some inner self-deception that I want others to buy too, because otherwise, as your comment indicates, KD, otherwise we go around in life kind of, I'll buy yours if you buy mine, that I won't point out your deceptions if you don't point out mine, and we can just smile and tell each other how really honest we are. And so, so that's right. How's that sound, Katie?
Good. It seems hard to find, like you were mentioning, to be around people that would speak the truth. It seems like most people that I'm around will actually feed my illusion rather than my truth. So, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And that's my experience of the world, too. I like to think that I'm not like that for the people in my life. I like to think that they see me as a true friend who's willing to express the truth even if they don't approve. I know I fall short of that sometimes. And then there's, you know, what you're saying, KD, reminds me of the statement, we train people how to treat us. And so it's easy enough, the people around me, they're just buying into my illusion and supporting me in deception. At the same time, how come we're surrounding ourselves with people like that? And how come we train them that way? And one of the exercises we do in Sophie Tove is we really take a look at ways that we avoid to receive honest feedback. Maybe there are some people in my life endeavoring to share genuine, authentic feedback about constructive yet compassionate about how I can grow and become a better person. But I have maybe clever or not so clever ways and tricks to avoid receiving it and hearing it, or maybe I tend to minimize it or deflect it or attack or whatever it is. So in connection with your comment, Katie, I like to take a look at what is it about me that's creating this association in my life? How am I creating this? And some of it, I might be creating something that's really wonderful, and some of it, this is pretty mediocre at best. And what is it about me that's creating that? Okay.
Thank you.
Well, KD, if you're willing to play, how
okay.
how might you respond to that? Because I could hear from your comment that, yeah, you really appreciate this principle of giving and receiving honest feedback and surrounding ourselves with people like that, and you're not real satisfied with a lot of the association you have in that regard. So how are you creating that, and what could you do differently?
That was a hypothetical question. I am not saying that in my life.
Okay. It's hypothetical. It was for the benefit of our listeners, in case any of our listeners.
Theory.
Yes.
In theory,
okay.
But first. I mean, I feel lucky that I have been through the Salvato programs and that I do surround the people that I do surround. They've either gone through the programs too, or they're in that consciousness, and so we share each other, we give each other feedback and challenge each other and, you know, like point each other's blind spots. So I feel very lucky actually in that way that I have the association. But I see that the people that I'm not doing that with is because they're not doing that with me is because I'm not also engaging. I'm not doing that for them for some reason. Mm. There's some bug, like, this person is going to, not like me if I'm just honest. And so I create that so that they're not honest with me like that.
Okay. So you can see how you do create it with some relationships in your life that you might have a judgment or assumption that, this person's not honest or not completely honest. And then the spiritual principle of things go from the subtle to the external. And so you can see how by giving that energy, living by that assumption, you make that true. The person picks up, that's how you perceive them. And so then that's how they show up for you in your life.
Yeah.
And also I'm hearing, KD, you're appreciative of your experience with Safito because of that. You have a lot of training. You have a lot of training towards mastery in knowing how to give and receive honest feedback from a caring yet challenging place. And many persons in your life have also given themselves to this training. And so you are appreciative. It sounds like there's a lot more of this authentic communication and feedback than there was maybe several years ago before you participated in the Safito experience.
Yeah, and in general, there's more of that that kind of communication in my life than the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Right. Okay, and then still there's a few cloudy spots that you're looking at, but all in all, it's mostly the sunshine of honest communication that's happening, and that's a joyful and inspiring situation.
Yes.
Thank you, KD. Any other comments?
Maybe I should come to the advance to get those fine spots all cleaned up.
The opportunity is there. The opportunity is there. We still have at least one space remaining. Thank you for participating. Yes, we do. Thank you, KD, for participating in the Safito Radio Show.
Okay, thank you, David.
We have Fayanen online relaying a comment on the chat. Fayanen, you're here?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Fayanen. Yeah, welcome, Fayanen.
Thanks. Well, we've got a comment from Green Girl, so Lisa online on the chat commenting saying, what about when there aren't any supportive bright light shiners around? We don't live in a course full time, and having a balance of support without relying on it is another can be another catch.
Yeah. Both excellent points. Thank you, Lisa Green Girl, and Faye Nin for relaying. I like the okay. So one thing that comes to me is that okay, if there's no supportive bright lights around, again, as we were talking with KD, how did I create that? What is it about me that created that? Now, at the same time, related to Lisa's second comment there about the balance, that yeah, I like the point that we don't want to be dependent on the association. Sure, let's live our life to create wonderful association of giving and receiving honest feedback from caring and compassion and courage. Let's live our life to create that. At the same time, if we find ourselves in a situation where that's not there for a particular day or year or whatever, that we don't use that as an excuse to go into my self-deceptions and become a bitter person again or to go into an illusion, that we're 100% responsible for me committing to distinguish reality from illusion, whether I have that conducive, inspiring association or not. So we're not minimizing the importance of Sangha, of association. At the same time, to whatever extent it's there or not, I'm responsible for my experience, my consciousness, for the extent to which I'm in illusion or the extent to which I'm participating in reality with clear consciousness. Actually, I'm reminded of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. He was actually in a situation with such a wonderful spiritual association in a town called Vrindavan in North India. And out of his service, he actually left that. And he was about 70 years old, he landed in the Lower East Side of New York. And it was a situation where you might say there wasn't spiritual association. And he created association through his powerful spiritual consciousness. He created association. So wherever we are, we're responsible for our experience, our illusion, our reality. And also, to the extent we're connected with our personal power, we get to create empowering, inspiring association. And I think that's a wonderful point as we're coming to a close, another minute or so in the show, that Marie, you and I, we're going to be facilitating the advanced seminar 2.5 days from now. And so how can we create relationships? How can with the assistants, with the participants, how can we create relationships that everyone there can use for their self-realization, can use for their personal growth? And of course, everyone has autonomy and everyone has their choices. Same time, we can take full responsibility. We can take full responsibility for how do I need to be? Where do I need to go inside myself? How do I need to communicate? How do I need to use silence? How do I need to be to create relationships in an environment that everyone will use for personal growth? Because we know if we create that environment, that the nature of spirit is to expand. Naturally, everyone's going to flourish. And so our responsibility is how to create that enlivening association. Thank you, Lisa, for your comments. Thank you, KD, for calling in to our Sofitov radio show today, your station for self-realization. I've appreciated being with you. Next week, April 27th, we'll be in the advanced seminar. We won't host a radio show next week, April 27th. We'll return on May 4th, Wednesday, May 4th, from 1 to 1:30 Eastern Time. So next week, we won't be hosting the Sofitov radio show. Thank you for listening. I hope it's been an enriching, consciousness-raising experience for you. This is David Wolf, your host, here in the Sofitov Studios with Marie Glashine. This is Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.